This is Jeff. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Did he have surgery to make himself taller? Has he collected his dead grandmother's Social Security? Or did he have an orgy with three strippers? Meet our dater. He's a nonprofit fundraiser from St. Louis, Missouri. Please welcome Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
So, what kind of young woman are you looking for?
Well, Jerry, I've been dating a lot of the wrong women, so I'm looking for someone who's not high maintenance, but more an outdoorsy person like myself, athletic, and has a great sense of humor.
And have you had any experiences with women where it just didn't work out because they didn't like that?
One of the last women I dated, I planned this great weekend trip to Colorado to go snowboarding and do all sorts of things, and all she wanted to do was complain and stay inside and not try anything.
Okay.
Not my type.
Well, Jeff, we've got three beautiful ladies, but they do have some baggage. Ready to meet them?
Indeed.
She's a photographer from Memphis, Tennessee. Let's hear it for Annie.
Hi, Jeff. I'm a free-spirited girl who likes to do things out of the ordinary. I love to be creative, and I teach children how to be artistic. I'm a photographer, too, and man, oh, man, I can just picture myself with you.
Ooh. Up next, she's an executive assistant from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Say hello to Shauna.
Hi, Jeff. I'm a super positive, success-oriented woman. I've been a professional cheerleader for the Detroit Pistons, and I'm a karaoke maniac.
Finally, she's an office coordinator from Penfield, New York. Give it up for Wendy.
Hi, Jeff. I'm a very loyal and straightforward girl who enjoys hiking and baking, and I would love to make you something sweet.
Well, as you can see, our ladies brought their small, medium, and large bags, each holding a spicy secret that get bigger with each bag. This way, Jeff can determine in just minutes who seems compatible. Ladies, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Annie. I like to go out dressed as a man. I can never seem to pull that off. What are you thinking?
Well, Jerry, I like to go out with a lady and appreciate the way she looks rather than have a dude show up on the date.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's just for fun. I love dressing up all the time. I would not dress as a man go on a date with you, but you got to be secure enough to have a woman like me who enjoys herself. I mean, look at my body, y'all. I got nothing to hide. It's just fun to have people's reaction and have a good time sometimes, shake things up.
Shauna, please reveal your baggage. I buy every book about dating. What possible book told you to come on this show? What's your concern? She's going to bring the book along.
Well, I'm a little concerned you might go into the date with someone else's expectations rather than going out and experiencing things for yourself.
Ooh.
I understand that's a valid and legitimate concern. However, I don't look at it that way at all. It's just a fascinating topic to me. I'm fascinated by anything about dating, mating, relating, and all of that stuff. So it's just a matter of just getting informed is all it is.
Okay. Reasonable.
Okay, and now Wendy, if you will please reveal your baggage. I eat Mexican food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I love Mexican food.
You do like Mexican food, so that's not real baggage to you.
I am a little concerned that eating Mexican food with every meal could create a bit of a Dutch oven effect at night. I don't know.
I'm just a big fan of Mexican food. It's delicious, and I'm willing to find a guy that maybe could show me some new places.
Up next, the ladies unlock even bigger baggage, and Jeff has to decide who stays and who goes. Find out whose bag gets returned when we come back. where daters tell all for a chance at romance. Now, earlier, we saw the lady's smallest baggage. We've got Annie, who likes to go out dressed as a man. Shauna, who buys every book about dating. And Wendy, who eats Mexican food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, Jeff, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means revealing an even bigger piece of baggage. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Jeff decides which one is over his limit, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I'm haunted by my ex-boyfriend's ghost. Bag number two. I buried 13 animals in my yard. Bag number three. I pee outside to conserve water. You're in trouble. Let's take a look at these, because I want to get your reaction. Mm-hmm. I pee outside to conserve water. Well, you came on the show, said, hey, I'm an outside guy.
Yes, you know, I appreciate the environmentalist attitude, but I hope it's not an always situation, because, you know, it is nice to use indoor plumbing.
I buried 13 animals in my yard. What is your concern there?
Wow, that's a big concern to me. I love animals.
Well, I assume they had died. Yeah, but you're not burying them alive.
But five, I could understand is a lot, but when you get to 13, that's almost a hobby.
I'm haunted by my ex-boyfriend's ghost. What's your concern there?
Well, you know, yeah. Ex-boyfriends can be bad enough when they're real, so I don't know about Casper the disgruntled boyfriend showing up.
It's not the kind of threesome you'd ever thought about.
No, not really.
Okay, Jeff, which one of these can you not handle? Because as I told you, the woman that claims that particular bag, of course, will be going home. Which one of these is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... girl that's buried 13 animals in her yard.
Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. Want to explain that?
My family is animal lovers. We had a lot of animals growing up. We love our pets. Why not bury them and just like, you know, people do? Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Wendy. It is time to pack up and go.
If I had gone with you to Colorado, you would not have been born.
Well, two women remain. We've got Annie, who pees outside to conserve water, and Shauna, who is haunted by her ex-boyfriend's ghost. Ladies, please join us over here on the hot seat.
So, Jeff, this is my biggest baggage. I guess if you can't see the type of love that I have, it's your loss, and I'm better off without you.
Now, Jeff, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say. Now, Annie pees outside to conserve water. Shauna, what are your thoughts about that?
Who does that? Seriously? Do you... Seriously, why?
Well, the point of the matter is, it's not like I go to the office, you know, I'm like, sorry, guys, I gotta go outside of Melrose real quick. No, I mean, I do it in a very conservative way.
Now, Shauna is haunted by her ex-boyfriend's ghost. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm just interested in what, like, how does this happen? You know, does it interrupt your sex life or something? Like, you're putting on makeup, Casper's behind you. That's not the right color.
You know what, I know it sounds odd, but my last boyfriend passed away. It was about 3 months after I found out that he had died. I was laying there, just kind of napping, and all of a sudden, I dreamt about him in a very vivid way, more vivid than normal. And all of a sudden, my arms filled up with his body. But that's all over. It's been like a year or so.
All right, that's all right. That's a reasonable explanation.
Ladies, it is time to shake things up. So I'm going to ask each of you a few questions so that Jeff can get to know you better. Annie, please step into the hot spot. Now, I want you to give me the first answer that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Would you rather have a hot bath, a hot massage, or a hot fudge sundae?
A hot dog.
Okay. Name one thing you've done that you're most proud of.
Why is the word spanking coming to my head? I don't know,
If you came with a warning label, what would it say?
Caution is flammable.
Finish this sentence. The perfect date would include you, me, and...
everyone we know.
And finally, Jeff is raising funds by auctioning off a date with you.
Oh.
Show us how you'd shake your moneymaker. Okay. Now, Jeff, any thoughts about her answers?
Well, her answers were very spontaneous, but I do love a sense of humor, and clearly she's got a great sense of humor.
Stop it.
Shauna, please step into the hot spot. First question, which Brad Pitt film best describes the men you attract? True Romance, Sleepers, or Inglourious Basterds?
True Romance.
What can Jeff do to make you giggle in bed?
Tickle my feet.
If you could have an orgy with any TV cast, which would it be and why?
The cast of Friends. Because everyone's so cool. I just genuinely like everyone.
And finally, Jeff is a huge sports fan. Show him your best touchdown dance.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about her answers?
I thought her answers were great. I love that she's very athletic and a great dancer.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff, don't choose anyone just yet because you don't know Annie and Shauna's biggest baggage, and that could change everything. And don't forget, Jeff brought some baggage too. Did he have surgery to make himself taller?
Oh, my goodness.
Has he collected his dead grandmother's Social Security?
Whoa.
Or did he have an orgy with three strippers? Yeah. Find out which one is true when we come back. Fundraiser looking to start his own love campaign. Now, our two single ladies are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Jeff has to make his final decision. Will he choose Annie, who dresses like a man and pees like one, too? Or Shauna, who dates by the book and can see right through her ex? Ladies, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Annie. Overbearing mother destroys my relationships.
Ooh. Have you ever had to deal with mothers before?
Yes, indeed, and it's not fun to have a double date with the mom there. Don't need a chaperone.
Yeah.
Annie, what do you mean by that? How does she destroy them?
She can sniff a bad guy immediately, and she's never been wrong about a guy, and it takes me, what, like a year to figure it out? And she's like, dump him, next. So, but all in all, I love my mother, and she's always right, and I trust her. She's a wonderful, beautiful lady.
Very good answer.
Shauna, please reveal your baggage. Ooh. I channel messages from God. Wow, what's your concern here?
I do appreciate and respect your spirituality, but I am a little concerned that there might be a little bit something going on if you're channeling messages and seeing dead exes.
Well, yes. What is that?
I just get things from God that are just dead on accurate. So people's thoughts, what they're really thinking, it's almost like being able to mind read.
Interesting.
Okay. Annie, tell Jeff why he should choose you and not Shauna.
I don't know. I really don't think that dating books are the way to go. I really enjoy life, and you'll never be bored, and I have the biggest heart, and I'm such a giver. And this nonprofit thing is, like, amazing to me, and I really want to be there and help you with this organization.
Shauna, tell Jeff why he should choose you and not Annie.
Actually, I just am feeling like a really good connection here. That's just genuinely it. That's all.
Okay, it's time to choose. Will it be Annie, who likes to go out dressed as a man, pees outside to conserve water, and has an overbearing mother who destroys her relationships? Or will it be Shauna, who buys every book about dating, is haunted by her ex-boyfriend's ghost, and channels messages from God? Jeff, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
Well, Annie, I love her sense of humor and her quirkiness. I really dig that. My only concern is the overbearing mother, but I have a wonderful mother. Maybe she can help cancel out the overbearing and the two of them can just hang out. Shauna, I really like that you have spirituality and you also seem to be very athletic and outgoing. But I am a little bit concerned about, you know, ghosts and channeling messages and, you know, maybe going too much by the book. Well, this is a tough decision. They're both gorgeous. But I think... Shauna, you have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Shauna, but it is time to pack up and go.
Well, I thought we had a nice connection, but good luck dating her and her mom.
Congratulations, Annie and Jeff! But it's not over yet. Annie has to decide if she wants to be with Jeff after seeing his big baggage. Who she accept or reject? Find out when we come back. For romantic night out, but the roles are reversed, and now, of course, it is her decision. What's the secret in Jeff's big red bag? Did he have surgery to make himself taller? Has he collected his dead grandmother's social security? Or did he have an orgy with three strippers? Annie, of those possibilities, which would be the toughest baggage for you to have to handle?
I mean, I'd have to say, since I tell my mama everything, the fact that the man I'm dating had an orgy with three strippers. Yeah. I mean, I'm wild and outrageous, but there's a line of morals.
Yeah, and it stops at two strippers.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's find out what it is now. So, Jeff, please reveal your baggage. Strippers.
Oh, no.
Holy cow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you have a good story for that?
Well, yes, it was in my younger days, and it was the first bachelor party I'd ever attended. And one of the strippers and I at the bachelor party, we hit it off, and we started dating for a little while. And after a few weeks, she invited a couple of her friends over, and I obliged.
Annie, is this baggage something you can handle?
You know, that's a lot to deal with, really. Really?
It's a long time ago.
You know, I just think when things are in the past and you grow for them, you should grow. And granted, you know, hopefully, you know, poles won't be involved in our date or anything like that. But I mean, also too, if like you accept the fact that like I like to dress in funny outfits, you know, and have a really good time, a lot of dudes are really scared of that. So I think I can handle your baggage.
Whoa! Congratulations! Annie and Jeff will enjoy a romantic dinner cruise aboard the Hornblower of Newport Beach. And remember, if you're looking for a new love, try getting rid of old baggage. We'll see you next time.
Well, I'm glad you accepted my baggage. I promise I'm a one-woman man now.
Oh, that's good, because when we go on our date, I'm going to be sure to leave my friends behind.